one's own interests and needs self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice, selflessness, and unselfishness. So you can see a trend that's there. One trend is it involves the word sacrifice. And it's one thing that as African Americans, particularly African American women, we're familiar with sacrifice. We're used to making sacrifices for our children. So sacrifice is almost a secondary thing. For African American males, it's somewhat of a struggle where sacrifice is not that easy. But what God wants from us is that when we come into the church, he wants us to sacrifice whatever our agendas are, sacrifice whatever we think we know, sacrifice whatever position we think we ought to have. And the Bible tells us to lift up other people or lift them up more higher than ourselves. So there's a sacrifice that has to take place. Let me see if I can give you a practical example. I have an idea in my mind the type of pastor we should have at the Church of the Redeemer Baptist. That's me. I need to sacrifice and recognize that whoever I think is the best pastor is not the best pastor that God would have for the Church of the Redeemer. So I've got to start to sacrifice. You see what I mean? So when we're in ministry meetings together, you may have a great idea. You may think it's the greatest idea since sliced bread. But all the members of the ministry just say, and then you have to realize that it's not about you. And that is the whole key to the selfishness, selflessness, sacrificing our own interests, ideas, and agendas. And what happens is, when you move self out of the way, then God and Spirit can move in a mighty way. I remember hearing a story, and the story was about an individual who came into the doors of the church, and they were so full of themselves that when they left, they said they didn't get anything out of the worship. In other words, there's a self-emptying that has to take place. And when you do self-denial and the emptying of yourself, then and only then can the Spirit of the living God begin to pour in and to bring about that feeling that you need. So self-denial is important. It's so important and I hope you can see that. As Christians, we have two natures. If we are to grow in Christ, we must learn to say no to the flesh, which is the old nature, and we must say yes to Christ who lives within us. Now, I know you heard the story, right? About when you wake up in the morning, there's two people at the foot of the bed. It's the spirit and the flesh. And they look at you and say, what we gonna do today? The crucifying of the flesh is a daily process. If you crucified him yesterday, that don't count for today. There's an inner battle that takes place on a daily basis. Now, I know I'm in a room with Bible scholars. And one of the things I like about the Apostle Paul is in Romans chapter 7. Y'all remember that? Where Paul keeps it real. Paul said, listen, don't let this title fool you that I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. But I struggle with my flesh. He said, look, I want to do good, but evil is always in me. And I mean, he breaks it down. It's almost like he's getting gut level honest. But he's letting us know about the battle that takes place with the spirit and the flesh. Now, there was a story, it's probably a bad story, but take the meaning of the story. It was a story about a gentleman. He is a dog fighter. He fights dogs. And at the dog fight, you know, they would bet on the dogs who would win. And he would always pick the winner. In other words, he had two dogs. And they would always ask him, how do you know which dog would win? And he would say, the dog that I feed the most would win. In other words, if you feed the spirit the most, you're going to be all right. But if you feed the flesh the most, you might have a challenge. Now, what does the Bible say? Because this is an open Bible. And more specifically, what does Jesus say about self-denial? There's three scriptures that are up, and it's probably good if we would read them in your hearing. Matthew 16:24, and you're more than welcome to look at all three, but they all say the same thing. All right, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to the disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must first deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Mark 8:34 says, then he called the crowd to him along with the disciples, and he said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Luke 9:23. Luke's recording. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Amen. All three say the same thing. Excuse me. All three are known as the synoptic gospels. Synoptic meaning synoptic. You got some meaning similar. Noptic meaning lens. Meaning all the gospels have a similar lens. They were written to different audience. Matthew's gospel was written to the Jews. For in Matthew's gospel, you have Jesus portrayed as the king of the Jews. Mark's gospel was written to the Romans. So you have, in Mark's gospel, you have more miracles than any other gospel. And what Mark presents Jesus as, the perfect servant. Luke's gospel was written to the Gentiles. And in Luke's gospel, you have Jesus presented as the perfect man. For you see that even in Jesus' genealogy in the beginning of Luke, that it goes all the way back to Matthew. But what is interesting is that every one of them begins with deny yourself, self-denial. To show you how important self-denial is to Jesus, that Jesus basically says it is a major requirement to being a disciple. Let me walk through that if I can. Jesus Christ demands self-denial, that is self-negation. As a necessary condition of discipleship. So if you claim or make the statement that you are a disciple, you're already in the habit of self-denial. And I know that's true. Jesus then goes a little further. Jesus links self-denial with the cross-bearing. For the cross-bearing is more than just enduring this or that hardship. He's almost describing the life of a true disciple. In other words, you don't carry the cross for a little while. You carry the cross for your whole lifetime. Now, the carrying of one's cross in Jesus' day had a lot of significance to it. And we learn it, the story from Jesus' own crucifixion. And what it said is that society had condemned you, that your rights were forfeited, and you were now being led out to execution. So to put it into English, my flesh is being executed. I've given up all my rights. I am now a vessel and a servant of the Lord to use any way he see fit. And I don't have nothing to say about it. That's a true disciple. The cross they carried was the instrument of death, and Jesus represents discipleship as a matter of following him, and following him as based on taking up one's cross. Now, I'm glad y'all here, because I think y'all can handle what I'm getting ready to say. It's so important that when you follow Jesus, you with me? And I'm looking, I know who's here. I know y'all have a relationship with Jesus. And I know God speaks to each and every one of you here. And what I'm getting ready to say, I want you to remember, there will be a time that you will have to stand up. And when you stand up, you'll probably stand alone. That's the cost of discipleship. Right now, as a church, we're in a position where there's a lot of opinions. But God needs the true disciples, the ones that read the word, study the word, and allow the Spirit to lead us. Most of the time, we're going to be standing alone. But stand. But stand. You got to stand. All right. Where we at time, Oz? Okay, we're doing good. What the cross really does is the cross, see if you can, there's a term we use in seminary, we call it the irony. You know what the irony means? It means there's a twist. You with me? In other words, a normal person would look at the cross and see death. But a believer would look at the cross and see life. Yeah. See, it's the death to self that brings upon the abundant life. See, God would never ask us to do something without blessing us for our obedience. The obedience or the blessing comes from the obedience. And that's why it is so important that we do on a daily basis, we call it an inventory and call it reflection. How am I doing with my self-denial? In other words, am I watching my favorite show instead of reading God's word? I'm talking about me. Yeah. Am I trying to get a few extra, you know, what you call it? I say hours of sleep. I don't know how long y'all sleep in the morning, but hit the snooze button instead of doing my devotion. You know, what am I doing? How am I denying self so that I can keep growing spiritually? And that's something we really got to keep our mind on. The carnal self would never consent to cast us in such a role. When Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die. This is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer is a famous German theologian. And the interesting thing about Bonhoeffer is that he did his field work, internship, at Abyssinian Baptist in Harlem. And it was through his field work at Abyssinian Baptist in Harlem that he left Harlem with a different view of what the cross represented. So we were able to impart in him and send him back to Germany. And he ain't been the same since, spending that time with the brothers and sisters in Harlem. All right. Bonhoeffer was right. Accepting death to everything that's the carnal self wants to possess what Christ summons as self-denial is all about. And then we have that. Carry your cross and follow him, the second part. And what I'd like to do next week, if that will move. All right, here we go. I'm a little ahead of myself. This cross and crucifixion, which Paul was very familiar with, with the flesh and the spirit. Because even in Galatians, Paul writes about the fruit of the spirit, right? But Paul in Galatians 2:20 writes this very, very familiar verse. And I believe some people in here may even be your life verse. And he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. So it just reiterates the self-denial and the daily crucifixion that we have to do with self. Very, very, very important. All right. All right. We're doing good. Next week, what I'd like to do next week is I'd like to take a closer look at the three verses that we read. Because there are three commands in the verse. And for Jesus to say, if you're going to be my disciple, these are the three commands. So I want to unpack them. Deny yourself, we know, is self-denial. I want to deal with taking up your cross. And I really want to deal with follow me. And in terms of, I think it's Twitter. Is it Twitter? Follow me on Twitter. But I mean, Instagram or what, Facebook? That's all I hear. Follow me, follow me. Well, who following Jesus? I'm not even on social media. You know what I mean? But if I want to follow, okay, well, we're going to have to take a look a little bit what this following is all about. Amen. Some questions for reflection is lately in my prayer, I've been asking the Lord to share with me the areas of my life that I need to improve in self-denial. And usually what I do is, like, summer I'm out of school, so I'm not reading as much as I normally read, and I can feel it. So I just look for ways to try to maintain the spiritual appetite and spiritual diet that I have. All right. Are there any weights that I need to remove? Now, a couple weeks ago, I think Minister DeAndre was talking about the running, and she referenced in Hebrews about the weight and the sin. You with me? And a weight is not bad, but could be bad. You follow me? So a weight could be a boyfriend, right? So a boyfriend is not bad, but if the boyfriend stops me from coming here on Wednesday night, then it becomes a weight. You with me? A car. Car is not bad, but if the only time I can wash it, clean it, and wax it is Sunday morning, that becomes a weight. So there are things in our lives that are not bad, but could become weights that's stopping us from being all we could be for God. So I always, God, show me the weight. Because really, when I could talk to y'all, really we're church folk, right? We don't do no wrong. So, but you might have a weight. You might not have a sin. Amen. Amen. And then ask the Lord to help us to see and help us to say that it's not all about us. Right? The more selfless service that we can be, the better we make the world, the better we make the church, the better we make our family. All right. Any questions about self-denial? Yes, ma'am.
So, I'm just asking,
Yes. Yes, in that example that you gave. Yes, yes. Good question. Good question. Any other questions? None at all? All right, well, y'all ready to leave? Pray and leave, or I can shift again. Yes, that we'll do that next week, though. Yeah, that's next week. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I wanna unpack that. So come next week. We'll elaborate on that. Take up your cross, because, and I'm just sometimes, as believers, we're taking up crosses that are not our cross. So you need the discernment to know what is your cross. Because some of the stuff we carry, God didn't give us. God didn't give us. Amen. 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 All right. Okay. Well, let's do this here. Is there anybody amongst us that's not saved, that do not know the Lord as your Savior, Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior? We want to give you an opportunity to meet Jesus, be saved, be sanctified, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The Church of the Redeemer, we are a special place. The hand of God is on this place. And we are a church that is on the move. I wish you could see it. You see the neighborhood changing. But God needs an agent of change in the neighborhood. So if you could just see how we being a friendly church, our doors being open, and how God will move in a mighty way. Amen. All right, we'll get ready for our offering. And we'll close out with prayer. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for this awesome word on self-denial. We thank you, Lord, for this introductory lesson on self-denial. We thank you, Lord, for how you gave us some food to think about throughout the week on how we need to reflect on self-denial. And Lord, we want to be all you want us to be. So decrease flesh and increase spirit. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.